NADF. KTMR NADF.
I'm surprised to hear anybody out there this morning. KKKJO.
Got her some relaxation and reading time, and
anyhow, she's up there helping build a solar panel farm. So she's coming home for the weekend, and we'll see how next week goes. And then hopefully my son and his girlfriend and her daughter will come visit tomorrow, because it's Memphis Day, so there's a big garage sale, so we'll see how that goes.
Memphis Days, okay. Sounds cool.
It's a small little town, so there's not a lot of activity, but Memphis Days is like a big deal. You know, it's basically a citywide garage sale, and they have music in the park, our little park that we have, or it's over at the Lions Field kind of thing. And then, my daughter's off for the next 4 days. We're going Monday to a tattoo place where we have a reservation. My wife and I are going to add some more ink on our body. My daughter's already got 9, so I got 3. Got a couple more on Monday. And I think then I'm on vacation all next week, hoping to get a couple days done at the Armada Fair.
Okay. Yeah, our town's kind of small, too. It's, and they always have these interesting things going on around town. I think they had a citywide yard sale recently. They have, a number of other things. So I know what it's like living in a small town. It's kind of nice. If you're into tats, okay. It's not something I am into, but... we got a friend who designs his own, and every so often he gets another one. He's fairly covered.
Yeah, my daughter started with one for her horses, and then it just became one that she's got the small print of her dog and her cat on a backsplash of watercolors, and then just a bunch of what we call flash tattoos. They're just little, single color ink. Blank. They're not very big. They don't cost that much. And that's about it. Like I said, she got us into it. I went one day with her and ended up getting one. And my wife got one and then turned her on and there was another event. And I got 2 more. And we'll see how Monday goes and see how many I get that day. For $30 a piece, it's not too bad for the little tattoos. So I'll just got them around my arm.
Okay, do they must numb you up for that, right, I'm assuming, just a kind of local anesthetic, or what?
If you're not a big fan of needles, I mean, you can get some lidocaine cream, and put it on there like a half hour, 45 minutes beforehand, and it'll numb it up, but, no, we just go there, sit down, it's really not that painful. Feels like a bunch of little mosquito bites, and then when it's done, it's, the pain's pretty much gone.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of needles. When I was younger, I actually I would faint when I was got pulled with a needle. But these days, since I had a kidney transplant, I got poked so many times. That it became nothing, pretty much. I still, the one thing I cannot do is I cannot look at it. If they were drawing blood or whatever they got, I can, I just cannot actually look at it.
Oh, I tell you, I was being tested for a blood disorder, so I was getting blood every week. Once a week I was going in and getting, vials drawn and tests and everything else like that, so...
when I was getting tested, there was one of the hospitals that got tested and drew 19 tubes of blood, just constant testing, And then afterward, I was getting blood draws, every week. Now I'm down to once a month. And they said I could actually back off of that if I wanted to. I could go once every 2 or 3 months. But I like to keep on top of it, so I do it once a month to make sure the new TV is functioning properly.
Yeah, I went in this hour, and then I go once a month myself. I was in this situation. But you look good.
Yeah, got some other issues I'm dealing with. Apparently I have some kind of a pinched nerve in my neck. It's causing this tingling in my fingers. It's driving me crazy. I'm going for an MRI tonight to get that imaged.
Oh, been there, done that, did that last year. I got two titanium discs and a titanium plate in C4, C5, and C6 because of that. But not only was I getting tingling in my fingers, but I was dropping things off the ability to write, and it was just a big pain in my ear.
Yeah. I'm not dropping anything, but I'm also experiencing a little bit of loss of balance occasionally, minor, but it's all related. So I don't know if it's going to be physical therapy or they're going to want to do something more invasive.
Well, the MRI will be the tell-all. I mean, that's what I did. I tingling in my fingers, I was losing the ability to write or manipulate things. Dexterity was gone. And so they found out that I had digits that were completely gone in my neck. And all the arthritis was pinching on the nerve. So, yeah. If they recommended I would do it, if you can handle it. To me, it wasn't too bad. I was in and out same day.
Yeah, I got a feeling I'm going to have a kind of the same situation. So what did they actually do for you to fix that?
Well, they separated the vertebrae, and they put a titanium disc between 4 and 5. And they separated the vertebrae between 5 and 6, cleaned out what was left of the disc, and put in another titanium disc. And then it was actually two surgeries, but, I could have just had one and not the other, but I opted for both. And then they put a titanium plate across the three vertebrae with screws, and that way it doesn't crunch down. I still have arthritis, in the upper cervical vertebrae, but not enough to affect me anyway. But 4, 5, and 6, yeah, they were gone. It's called degenerative disc disease, and I got it on my upper back too, but I'm waiting on that until I absolutely, positively need it.
Okay, and so how's it feel now? Did it alleviate all the symptoms?
100%. And it's going to take about 2 years for the everything to heal and for what they say is like scar tissue or scar bone to grow over it. But yeah, I feel a lot better. Like I said, it didn't hurt at all. I had a hard time swallowing for about 2 weeks, so I was on a liquid diet. But besides that, no other issues at all. I can move my head the same way I did. The only thing I can't do is put a phone between my shoulder and my ear, because I can't bend my head at that angle. But besides that, everything else is fine.
Wow. Okay. That sounds a little scary, but it's amazing what they can do. All right. Sounds good. Well, I'm not too far from work here, so I'll catch you later. Enjoy the day. I think it's supposed to be hot and somewhat sunny, so stay cool. Catch you later. ABPR 73.
7-3, I just pulled in off, so I'll talk to you on the flip. KTKGO clip.
WDAKLO.
KF8, EIC.
then, Jack.
Oh, very good. How about you? How am I sounding at that little radio?
Sounded nice and clear, just a little bit weak. But, yeah, no background noise.
You know which one? The one I brought, that little one. That right there.
Yeah, it's working good for you. Really good. Is that the one with the picture on it?
Yeah, the one I brought in the last time with me. I was telling you, I said, I like this radio. Small little radio. That's the one with picture.
Okay, yep. I remember it. So what are you up to today?
Oh, nothing. I just woke up about a half hour ago, drink coffee, eating a little bit, breakfast.
Yeah, roger that. Same thing here. Just getting ready to put a couple eggs in the pan. But, yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day. A little bit hot, but a nice day, though.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a hot day. What are all these 90s? There's another 4 or 5 days, it'll be in the 90s.
Yes, indeed. Yep, it's going to be a little warm. That's okay. It won't be long and we'll be wishing it was warm again.
Yeah, we'll take the warm days anytime. Anytime. Let that 90 go out there anytime. No problem at all.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better if we got this Canadian smoke out of here, right? It's a little bit better now, but man, it's been making my eyes water.
Yeah, making me cough a little bit. When I first time I go outside, I got a cough a couple of times. I don't know why, but that's what it is, I guess.
Yeah, they say it's going to be a little bit better now, but yeah, it's giving me a little bit of troubles as far as my allergies and stuff, but yeah, hopefully they put them damn things out.
Yeah, I don't know if they got to do that or not. You know how you find a fire on the internet? You got to go smoke and, smoke and fire. Google it. It comes out. It goes on the .gov. And you see all these fires going on.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I was looking at the map there the other day. Well, I don't know, over 700 fires over there in Canada going on. Like I said, they need to put them out.
I don't think they have enough manpower.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, Jack, I'm going to get some breakfast here and get my day going. Good talking to you. We'll chat later. KF8DRC, WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
Alright. Well, yesterday was not too much activity on the 20 or another one. But that 255 was jumping yesterday. And I called Ben, he answered me back. So, which is good anyhow. I told him he'd come here 5 by 9. He said, no problem, 3 hours here. I said, okay. Anyhow. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. KF8DRC.
WDAKLL on the mobile.
NAWRO. How's it going, Tom?
Well, it was down in Detroit, and now I'm heading up to Auburn Hills after eating a very delicious lunch. Delightful, even.
Well, that sounds good. Out and about on your rounds today.
Well, we started in South Bay area, and then went to Detroit, got done with that. South Bay, and then we went to Southfield, then to Detroit. That's where we had lunch at. Now we're heading up to Pontiac.
Sounds like a good busy day. At least you're not that far out of the area, like up north, like before. I want to let you know I stopped by Zeph's place, Ken's, your favorite diner here in Richmond, had a delicious breakfast. He came out, we talked for a bit. All is good over there.
Yeah, Zeph makes a killer breakfast.
It was fairly busy, as typical, which is good for him. And then I went around that area we were at just to do a check, and all looked good. Came back home. That's about it.
Yep, today's the last day of work till the next Monday. Took vacation next week, even though I'm not announcing anything there. I made it fair. Still going to go there a couple days and hang out. Try to watch my sugar and my weight. You know, all that goes being there.
Yeah, you got that, and then you got those Memphis days coming up. That's like next month for us. We got the good old days. And if I make the midway, I got to stay away from those elephant ears. They're good, but oh, no. That's bad.
Oh, that's the funnel cakes for me. So funnel.
Well, already then, I think Mike and Dave are heading to one of the hospitals today to check out equipment again, if I heard that right. Hey, you weren't on the net last night, were you? Other radio or a phone call, no doubt. NAWRO.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, other radio. My coworker just got off of 8 Mile. No, I said, did you hear me about the hot fudge and the whipped cream?
I missed that one. Go ahead again.
No, I was talking about, you said it's the elephant ears. I said, me, it's the funnel cakes. I like it with cinnamon and sugar. But on occasion, I get it with the hot fudge and the whipped cream and everything on it, and that's a diabetic nightmare right there. I'm buzzing for like 3 days afterwards.
That would just put me in sugar overload sleep mode. I'd have to curl up, find a place to take a nap. NAWRO.
KKKO. Yeah, like I said, my daughter, my wife, and I were going to run to Westland because we got reservations for another little bit of ink on the arm. And then there's the Uncle Cracker concert at the fair, but I don't think we're going to do that. I'll just hang out with everybody at the horse barn like I usually do.
Sounds good. Some well-deserved R&R for you. After all the hard work you do.
And with that recent stint in the visiting McLaren Port Huron, got answers on that. Battle came back pretty good. It's a pretty common thing that they found. So got to take magnesium, see if it'll settle it down. Do that for about a month, and then if it still is an issue, then we'll do the beta blockers and then give that a shot.
All right, that is good news, then, that they can control it with some medication. And for my part, I promise not to blow the whistle again in class. Oops, sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Everybody knows. I mean, the phones are all work, you know. Don't upset Tom. He might, you know, put him in a tachycardia. It's actually fairly common. My daughter has it. It's called supraventricular tachycardia, which is an extremely fast heart rate. Mine didn't get up to hers, but she kind of grew out of hers as she got older. But mine just started coming in, and it's all treatable, so that's a good sign. It's just annoying when there's an episode.
Hence the no decaf coffee. Yeah, my brother-in-law was talking about those Red Bulls, like he had too many Red Bulls the other day, and that was not good for him. You know, speeds up the heart, and something obviously you're not going to do, ever.
Yeah, no, I'm done with I'm happy with the decaf coffee. I get my caffeine from a little bit of chocolate here and there, and, you know, it's in minute amounts now, you know, because decaf still has caffeine in it. It's just not a high concentration, so we're getting there. I'm maintaining my weight. That's also an important factor.
Indeed it is. All right, Tom, I'll let you get back to your appointed rounds, and I'll get back to what I'm doing here in the desk. Good talking, catching up. We'll talk again another time. This is NAWRO After You.
And like I always say, sounds like a plane, man, and I thought down the flip, 73 for now. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Juliet Oscar, monitoring.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Delta X-ray. Delta 8 to Delta X-ray.
NADDF. W8RCY. Good afternoon, sir. Are we sneaking out early for the weekend?
Good afternoon, Donald. No, I'm going to my Sterling Heights yard to put in a new firewall. And then, if all things go well, yeah, I'll hopefully be heading home, but we'll see. I got to take the whole network down.
So you're not going to be outdoors, are you, or anything like that? You're just going to be more IT stuff related?
Yeah, my server room at that location is about 68 degrees at all times, so it'll be fine.
Well, heck, I'll show up with pizza. It's even better than where I am here right now, because I think I got it set at like 72 or something. But, yeah, definitely. So, as far as the computer, it was supposed to be delivered today. It got bumped to tomorrow. UPS, which I don't like, does not deliver on Saturday, so I figure it might come on Monday, even though it was originally scheduled to be here on Tuesday. So, if you want to get in on the betting pool of what day it's going to show up, you're more than welcome to join. But, yeah. One of the reasons why I don't like UPS is they don't deliver on Saturdays, and my package since yesterday morning has been sitting in Illinois, and it hasn't moved since. So it's frustrating, but I know good things come to those who wait.
Did it ship round, or did it ship 2 or 3 days? I believe it's shipped ground. I don't have it in front of me right now. My phone's on the charger because I ran it down. And like I said, it was ordered on the 5th, and I was supposed to have it by the 12th. So, I mean, it's all okay, but don't throw these little teeters at me. And the tracking, you know, goes from one place to the second place to the third place, and then now it's just going to sit there. It's been at the third place since yesterday morning, 5:31 yesterday morning. And it hasn't moved out of there. It's in Illinois right now. And it's like, oh, okay, maybe they'll get it to me Friday. Yeah, okay, you get it Friday. Then they say Saturday. All right, well, I don't know if a UPS truck that delivers on Saturday unless it's, you know, priority stuff. And that's about it. That's why I use FedEx 90% of the time or whenever possible. They've never let me down.
That's weird because I get UPS ground packages on Saturday at my house, but that could be different. I don't know. But I've had really good luck with FedEx lately. Aside from the fact, so I ordered my wife this, like, I don't even know what you call it. It goes on top of the washer and dryer. It's like a shelf, basically, so it makes it all one thing and doesn't scratch up your washer and dryer. And said it was going to be there the day after I ordered them. Well, that's cool. And then I remembered the last two things I got from FedEx did the same thing. As soon as I got the tracking update, it said it was going to be delivered the next day. And then it comes 2 days later. So that's my only gripe with FedEx right now is they consistently tell me that it's going to be coming the day after I order it, and then it doesn't come.
Well, it's either USPS, Postal Service, or FedEx for me. And when I order stuff on FedEx, I'm paying for next day shipping, you know, overnight next day, or another extra day, so that's, I guess, considered 2 day. And it doesn't show up for 3 or 4 days. I get on the phone to FedEx, and I send them all my information, and I demand a refund. And 99% of the time, I do get a refund from FedEx. Matter of fact, they probably have my number. My caller ID shows up on there, and with a big, you know, red flag, and oh, no, it's Don from Detroit calling again. We must have screwed up somewhere. That's how well they know me. And like I said, they're very cooperative. So, but when this was ordered, it was supposed to be shipped Postal Service, and somehow it got bumped to UPS, and I'm going, why did they do that?
See, that's who I have real bad luck with is USPS. I would say 8 out of 10 of my packages from USPS do not show up on time. I have tons of issues with them, but I know FedEx is more of a franchise than UPS, so that's probably why they take a little more care of their customers than UPS does, but all of them have issues. But yeah, I've had good luck with FedEx lately, followed by UPS. Amazon's atrocious. They're a crapshoot. It's either going to show up on time or it's not. I'd say 50-50. And then, yeah, USPS. But I'm rolling up to my destination here. I forgot. I wanted to go to K&W Cycle over here off of Auburn Road and get a pair of gloves. And conveniently enough, it's like 3 minutes from my yard. So I'm going to run in here real quick and get my little errand done. And then I'll be back in a minute if you're still around. And if not, maybe I'll catch you on the way home. N8BBS, I'll be clear for yours.
No, I will let you get on with your day. I just heard you out there, and I was busy doing something else, and nobody came back, so I kind of, you know, felt sorry for you. So I thought I'd say hello, and I wasn't around this morning. I overslept, and actually, I didn't really overslept. I turned the note on. I forgot to grab a radio off the charger and turn that on. See what happens is you have to look forward to get when you get old. The brain sometimes just doesn't work. You either turn the note on and grab a radio, or you turn one on and not the other, so... That's my story in a nutshell. So I will let you finish up your day in peace and quiet. Have a good day. Have a good evening. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you probably next week. WARCY. All right,
Donald. Appreciate it. 7-3. NADDF.
KKKO. Mobile monitoring as usual.
W8FU.
8 Thank goodness it's Friday. And somebody's gotten out a little late.
Somebody's just getting out of the house. I didn't work today. Just ran out and did a Myers run. Now I'm going to go do a Holiday Market run.
I missed spending the morning chit-chat because I slept in an extra hour or so and didn't even get my equipment turned on until about 7:45, so I figured you and Dakota and everybody was already in. I did talk to Dakota a little bit this afternoon, but he didn't mention anything, so. Oh, okay, well, yeah, nice day to take off, that's for sure.
Yeah, DTE was supposed to show up to do trees, of course. They did not. So it was if I wasn't due to take a day off anyhow, I'd be more upset about it. But I kind of knew it was iffy. And I thought, you know what, I haven't had a day off in a month, so why not? They didn't show up.
Yeah, when they did the back 40 out here along the fence line a couple years ago after we hit those problems, they came out here with an arsenal of about 5 trucks and all with cherry pickers, and they were just going up and down the lines. 2 years later, it looks like they got to do it again because we got some stuff that's getting awfully close to those lines, and yeah, we don't need another mess like we had a few years back, that's for sure. So, I'm surprised that, you know, if they were supposed to be there, that they weren't. And there hasn't been any inclement weather that I know of in the area that would have taken them away. So that's kind of odd.
Well, my wife told me they said they were going to be here today. And then when I heard they were notoriously unreliable with their estimates, I asked her to show me where it, show me where they said they were going to be here on Friday. And she couldn't find anything that said they were going to be here on Friday. It just said they were going to be here to do tree work. So I question whether they ever said Friday now. So, whatever. By that time, I had already mentally committed to a day off.
Well, if the cabin loses power 2 weeks ago, or 2 weeks in a row, excuse me, we'll know that they're there trimming trees tomorrow morning at breakfast, and they might have nipped the line in the process.
Yeah, I lost power a few weeks back. We had a windstorm go through very, very quick, very brief. I didn't think anything really happened around us, but I heard we had a squall and we lost power for a few hours. I remember it was late at night, went out at night, and then came back on before morning. And then we had that, which affected us as well. So that's twice inside a month. So we get a failure just often enough to make me glad I spent a few bucks on a new generator. Although my old one worked, it was getting pretty long in the tooth.
W8RCY. What is the life expectancy of a generator? I mean, I know it's not a gigantic one like we have here at our, you know, campus being a commercial building, but, you know, for the size that you've had, what's the normal life expectancy of them? Does it depend on how often it's used, or they just go kaput after a while, so many hours of service? I really don't know. I've seen generators that are 40 years old that are still working just fine with just, you know, routine maintenance. I've seen some that look brand new that are pooped out after a few years. I've seen, you know, the motors can generally keep running for quite a while. It's the generator head that can sometimes go out. And if those go out, you're kind of screwed. So, I don't know. This brand I bought is a Champion, which is, you know, no great shakes. I think it's just a, you know, Chinese box store brand, nothing special. But it got really good reviews. People like it. It checked all the boxes. The one I had before that was a Generac. And, you know, they're a big name and, you know, big company, but, you know, let's not fool ourselves. They outsource all their crap, and they buy the Chinese motors and everything. So they're no better. I've seen plenty of those, you know, being sold for $100, you know, for parts and stuff like that. I don't know. But mine's been really good. It's been, I've had it for at least 20 years, and it's really never missed a beat. One time it wouldn't stay running, and I very quickly determined it was the oil pressure sensing unit. And all I had to do is just, you know, I just made sure I had oil pressure in it, and I bypassed it, ordered up one on Amazon, had it in 2 days, screwed it in, and that's the only problem, knock on wood, I ever had on that one. But, you know, so it's been pretty reliable. You know, the big ones, I've had some of those, you know, 50 years old, still running like a charm. Old Onans and stuff like that. But, you know, then I got them big 75K, hold on 1 sec. Then I got them big 75 kilowatt, you know, Generacs that running all my work stuff. And, you know, those are about 20. They're being told, oh, we can't fix them and they got to be replaced. You know, these are tens of thousands of dollars. These are $50,000, $60,000 generators, and you know they're 20 years old. And they're telling us they can't fix them. I guess we got our money's worth, but did we? I don't know.
Well, it sounds like you did your homework when you got your Champion. And you know, I've used Consumers Reports magazine's recommendations in decades since I was probably married, had a family, and starting things back then. So, but yeah, if you do your homework, definitely, yeah, you'll find the right one, and it sounds like the one that you have now is working quite well. So, it sounds like a winner. Holiday market, what's on the agenda? Salad or something special?
You hit the nail on the head, salad. They've got a salad that I really like. So that'd be good for dinner. I might roam the aisles, look for some other stuff, but mostly I'm just going there to get the salad I like. I also see, you know, that's a prepackaged one that they got. It's a Thai chicken salad, Thai crunch salad or something like that. I really like. But I'll check out some of the other stuff as well. And they also have a place that makes fresh salad. I don't know what Fridays are. I do like their Maurice, but they only do their specialty salad on certain days. I think you can get a Maurice on Thursdays and I think maybe Sunday. So I don't think I'll be able to get a Maurice today.
Yeah, I've had a couple of grilled chicken Caesars from Marco's across the street this weekend. I pick them up a day early, put them in the refrigerator, get them super cold, and they hold for a couple of days at least before anything starts going limp or the croutons start getting soggy. And bought one yesterday, and I had it just about an hour ago. And, yeah, it does the trick for sure. And their salads are good. They're the right size, and they do keep in the fridge for a couple of days. So when I do order stuff from them, people look at me and they says, you got enough food there for about a week. And I said, yeah, if I space it out right, I'll get food for a week. So that's kind of like how I do it with DoorDash and everything. But, yeah, this time of year I do love my salads. I'll tell you what, they've got a chicken Greek salad at Nikki D's that is just absolutely the best. But it's so much food. And I cannot, unlike you, I cannot tolerate salad. Even a short stay in the refrigerator. I mean, if I eat for lunch, if I have it a few hours later for dinner, I can take it. But if that, never the next day. And lettuce to me is just rancid with very, very quickly. I can't, if I'm going to keep it, I got to pull all the lettuce out of it, you know, pull all the stuff off and put it aside separately and get fresh lettuce. That'd be the only way I could do it. I just cannot tolerate even slightly aged lettuce. So that's a problem for me because all the salads are way too big to eat in one sitting, and then I can't tolerate eating the leftovers. So it kind of sucks. I don't eat salads as much as I'd like to because of it.
Well, I tend to agree about that, too, but fortunately I've had good luck with Marco's stuff, and I don't let it be. Like I say, if I ordered it yesterday for lunch, and I had it now, and it sat in the fridge, it wasn't bad at all. And they're just the right size, so it's not like I'm going to eat half and then eat half of it the next day, because the next day you got all the sauce, or excuse me, the dressing on it, and the dressing gets into it and wilts it, so that's why... when I do order stuff like that, I kind of space it out and know exactly when I'm going to eat it, how I'm going to eat it, and things of that nature. But, yeah, I do agree. I don't like wilted salads or stuff that's been soaked in dressing overnight. And the guys at Marco's occasionally will laugh at me. Why don't you just order a gigantic one? I said, by the time I eat a gigantic or a family-size one, it's going to be soggy. I said, oh, okay. So one or two like that, and I usually don't have a problem with them. Like I said, their product is good, and my refrigerator is super, super cold.
Well, don't, you know, if I'm going to do it, the only way I can do it at all is, pull the, no dressing, pull all the toppings off, like, you know, if there's meats or anything like that. I can leave vegetables, but, I prefer to get all that off of it. Try to get the lettuce separate, and then and then I keep the lettuce in a bag, and then the rest of the stuff in the container it came in, I guess. Then I can reconstruct it. That'll get me a little time, but I still have had real poor luck on just how long. So, but you know the drill. So, anywho. I did find at Nikki D's the other day, they have a baby Greek. Then you could do a chicken addition to it. And that was the right amount. That was enough that I'd eat right there. I had a pound, you know, 2 pounds of chicken that I had to find something to do with. But that was cool. I did some stuff with that. And so that worked out. But, Yepers. So, well, I'm coming up here fast. I am taking the 696 service drive from I-75. I kind of turned on Lincoln and I ran the loop along the service drive here, which I guess is 10-mile road when you think about it. Just going under the railroad tracks here in Marlow. So, I am almost here.
Okie dokie, are you hearing a hum in my transmission? Because I'm picking up a hum on your end, and I don't know where it's coming from. I mean, I'm probably about 10 feet from the node, and then the node's across the living room, but it's just weird. I've not heard a hum like this in a while.
Okay, are you on your node? Because, you know, it's all a matter of where we're at. I'm coming in on the 2.6. I think you're on your node, so it would be, that could be it. I have noticed there's some sort of weird kind of heterodyne thing when people are directly on the 2.6. I wonder if that's what you're referring to. I can't hear it.
Okay, that time it was still there, but not as noticeable.
Yes, I'm on my node, and like I said, the node's about 10 feet away from me. 1 watt of power, and the Wi-Fi box is on the other side of the living room. So, okay, well, it was better that time on that last transmission. So I will let you go. You're about to land the plane, so to speak, and I will let you get in and get your goodies for the evening. And I'll let you go after that, and we'll see you at breakfast in the morning, I hope. W-8-R-C-Y.
Yep, I am pulling in the parking lot right now, so good timing. All right, catch you in a bit. W-8-F-U.
Sounds like Sean's air conditioning working extra hard on this hot day to me. Sounds like a air conditioner line, EZOD.
Well, then yours must be working just as hard because I hear the hum there as well. Let me move to a different room here, or away from being in the same room. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I hear it as well. I don't hear it on you, though, Donald. You sound really clean. It's mostly, I guess it's all of us that are going directly into the repeater.
Okay, I'm stepped out into the hallway, and I'm about a permit down from where my unit is, and, yeah, it's gone away, so I guess it's just too much RF and crazy signals here inside my unit, so it might be me just hearing things. All right, thanks for the feedback, gentlemen.
Yep, see you tomorrow breakfast. EDW.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Did you get artichokes too?
As a matter of fact, I did. They were giving out samples of gourmet pizza, and they had an artichoke something or other pizza. They gave me a piece, and I ate it. It was interesting. I didn't buy one, but it wasn't bad. Got my salad, got my good loaf of bread, got Asiago, sourdough Asiago, and then I got my wife some watermelon chunks. And I'm on my way home.
Well, that's good. That's interesting. And, yeah, the only reason why I went with the artichokes is because it rhymed with okie dokie, artichokie. So that was just a lucky guess. I don't have any magical premonition powers or anything like that. Thank God I don't.
So it's going to be a nice night, Friday night. I should come down to Royal Oak, camp out on one of the sidewalk areas with the coffee. Watch people watch. Nothing like people watching on a good hot night in Royal Oak.
Yeah, I've known to do that a few times. Royal Oak, even downtown Birmingham, I've done it. Gone out to, like, even Shane Park out there, the big open park. Yeah, Old Woodward, Friday, Saturday night, catch a light dinner at some location. There used to be a couple of places there, but I used to frequent right across from the old Birmingham Theater. One was called The Bird and the Bread or something like that, and they had, you know, entertainment in the back. I'd go there a couple times with some friends. And before it was that, it was called something else, and I frequented that as well. But, yeah, there was some interesting spots in Birmingham and Royal Oak for sure.
Well, back like 2006, 7, 8, I don't know how long it ran, a couple years. I remember 08 when the crash happened. I had been hanging out down here for a year or two, and it was a year or two after. So give or take, year or two, 08. I used to come down here, and I'd park on 3rd and Main, and we'd be there all night long. We'd just be, you know, we'd ride sometimes, then come back, but it was kind of like home base. And the Starbucks at 3rd and Main, and we would just sit there and, oh man, some of the, we had some fun. All the people were out partying. On, you know, on a weeknight, it wasn't so much going on, but on a weekend, Saturday or Friday, it could be a ton of fun. I see they still got the little seats out, the little chairs and stools and all that stuff, so you can go get a beverage and, oh crap, am I going to get stuck here? I am. Crap. Unbelievable. Hold on a sec, I got a situation. Yeah, I can understand traffic because it is Friday night. Everybody's in a hurry to get home. It's not even 5 o'clock yet, but that hour of rush hour traffic, everybody's in a hurry to get home. And as congested as the areas are that you're in, yeah. Fully makes sense. So I'll be standing by. W8RCY. We're okay now. No, I was at 3rd and Union, and I was hanging in the intersection, and the light changed. It just, for some reason, here at 11, it just stop and go. Two cars get through, so I was blocking traffic, so I was working hard to get out of the way of the cross traffic. Anywho, it's fine now. I've made it all the way to 2nd, so cruising.
So you're at 2nd, so you're still south of 11, though, right? You haven't crossed 11 yet, have you?
Nope, I think 11's first. Then you got 2nd, 3rd, 4th, etc. I don't think they go much faster. I think 6th, is there a 6th? Just kind of shoddy, kind of swirly. There's definitely a 3rd and a 4th. I think a 5th and a 6th. I don't know if there's anything that. I don't think they do the numbering going north.
No, from my recollection, it doesn't go north. And, I haven't been down into the north in quite a while. I think the last time I was there was, I saw one of the last movies at the old Main Theater there, where the Emerald Theater is now, or in that separate complex, but that was the last time I was really north of 11. I do hang out south of 11, a lot of places up and down. I was there 3 days before COVID hit in March of 2020 to see my nephew perform at a place that's no longer there. A lot of places were closed when COVID hit and never reopened, but can't even remember the name of the place, but yeah. Warlock was a good hangout back in the day for me, for sure. No doubt about it. That, and like I said earlier, Birmingham. I enjoyed people watching in Birmingham.
Well, the problem with Royal Oak is it's outpriced its charm. You know, it used to be charming because it was quirky. You could have things like Noir Leather and the little vintage shop and Joe's Army Navy and, you know, Burger. You'd have all these charming places, but they've outpriced all that now. It's outrageous. And north of 11, it's high-rise apartments as far as you can see. There used to be one on the northwest corner. Now there's another one beyond that, and there's one that's popped up on the northeast corner, and then one beyond that, the tallest of them all, and I think there's a Wyndham or some sort of a Hyatt or something, a hotel that's built up in here. That's where the bowling alley and the theater and all that stuff used to be, so all that's got to get Hyatt place, that's it. You know, all that gets ran out so that, you know, the big gala can come in and then it loses its charm.
Well, they can have their high-rises and their fancy-spancy hotels now. A couple summers ago, Joe and I tried that little Royal Oak Hotel just a block or so away, I think, from Young's Chinese on 11 Mile Road there. It's a nostalgic place. That was pretty cool to just check out and try for an overnight stay and prices were reasonable. I can't remember what they were, but yeah, a little nostalgia there, and a little old two-story place that's been revamped and refinished and still has some of the charm of the 50s and 60s. That was pretty cool. But that big corporate stuff coming in and all these high-rises and skyscrapers, condos that close to the railroad track, as much as those railroads get used at night and horns blasting, nah, it's not a place for me to live.
I don't think I'd mind the train. It's not that big a deal. But, yeah, it's just a different crowd. You know, Ferndale's trying to avoid that. Hazel Park is having a little bit of revival. Hazel Park's claimed the fame as they were one of the first to legalize production or something like that, or allow the production of marijuana. So they got a boost from that, and it's reflecting. They're getting spillover, Royal Oak spillover as well, Ferndale, I should say, sort of spillover. A lot of young urban professionals like that, accessible living. Hazel Park's getting a boost and a revitalization. Ferndale, of course, is trying desperately to hold on to its uniqueness, and seems to be doing pretty good at that, at least for now. But Royal Oak's, you know, Royal Oak's long gone. Royal Oak's been, bro city for a long time. Oh, well, what are you going to do? I still like going down there and hanging out, just watching all the drunk chicks in their sundresses embarrass themselves. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and I ended up marrying a waitress in a diner versus finding one of those drunk chicks in Ferndale and sundresses. Yeah, Ferndale for me, back when I was 18, was one of the first places that I hung out at, and there was a Little Caesar's Pizza restaurant, per se. It was, a fully enclosed Little Caesar's there on 9 Mile. I can't remember the cross street, but it was between, it was east of Woodward. And the place changed into a nightclub called Otis Supply. And just a couple of years ago, my nephew, Steve Taylor, played there with his band, and then it closed. But when I went in there, I was talking to the owners, and I said, I remember when this actual structure was a Little Caesars back in 1976. And they went in the back and they pulled out pictures of when it was a Little Caesars. So that kind of brought me back. And the other thing about Ferndale that I like is the Java Hut, just on the west side of Woodward there is the coffee shop. They had a sister location in downtown Birmingham that I frequented a lot back when I was in the early 2000s. Ferndale for me as well back in the upper 70s after I got out of high school was one of my hangouts.
Well, just a correction there. I did not say watching the drunk chicks in Ferndale. Chicks in Ferndale hold their own, and if you laugh at them, I'll punch you. No, I'm talking about Royal Oak. I like the Red Hook in Ferndale, switching back to Ferndale real quick. I like the Red Hook for my coffee. It's on the north side. And I think the Java Hut, or Java, is still there. I do that one frequently as well, but I think I prefer the Red Hook out of them the best.
And you say it's on 9 Mile in the same vicinity as the Java Hut, or is it further down towards Livernois, or east of Woodward?
It's like right across the street, maybe just a little further west by just a couple of buildings, a couple of storefronts, not even buildings, it's in the same strip. Almost right across the street, just a little bit. Couple of address picks down.
Okay. Well, there's a Sunday morning. I'm down that way and want a cup of coffee. And sometimes I'll just take the bus over there and on 9 Mile and hop over there and walk around. It's been a while because of COVID and everything else. And those are things I need to do. get back out and do that kind of stuff, so I'll keep it in mind. Just out of curiosity, what's a bus trip to and fro, like Ferndale, for instance? How long does that take, and what's the fare usually? I'm just curious more than anything. Well, the bus fare is 50 cents, and I do get a free transfer back, so round trip to a place like that, and I cover it in about 3 hours, is only 50 cents, because the transfer is good for 3 hours. And on a Sunday, the equipment doesn't run on a Sunday, so I might have to take my 12-mile to Woodward and Woodward down to 9-mile, but I could probably cover it in under an hour. From start to finish, from leaving here and going to there. So from point A to point B, it's about an hour on a Sunday. Other than that, during the weekday, buses run a lot more frequently and a lot less travel time.
So the fare surprised me. I was not aware it was that economical. That's actually pretty amazing. I knew it was, I once thought I would try to map out and get to and from work with the bus. And I remember trying to do it, my head hurt, trying to figure out how to do it, how I would make the connections and all that. And, they must not have wanted anything. Half a ring and done. I never did figure out how to get to work. And by the time I kind of got halfway through the figuring it out, I realized it was going to be hours proposition, so I said, yeah, I'm not going to do that. But, 50 cents, I'm kind of quite surprised by that. But the hour doesn't surprise me. I know you got to catch them when they're running, right? So, I was going to say, I'll save yourself the fare. Call me, I'll run you down there, and for the price of a coffee, you can go anywhere you want. And, sounds like you can go anywhere you want for a hell of a lot less than a coffee.
Okay, I have to make a clarification. That's 50 cents because I'm a senior citizen, and I'm also disabled. So if you're technically disabled and you're a senior, the fare is 50 cents. Transfers are free. Normal fare, if you're commuting, let's say, from your place to work, if there were buses going in the Grosbeck area, which there's none at this time, they tried to run a Grosbeck bus, but it got to be too dangerous because of the speeds. Bus fare would probably be about $2.25, $2 plus the quarter for the transfer. So, and like I said, your transfers would be good for 3 hours. Then you double that, so it's like $4.50 a day to take the bus from your home to your office.
And so, if I understand correctly, I've never taken a bus, public transportation. I would have to go to the nearest stop on the route. Like let's say they had a route to my work, I'd have to probably get to 12 Mile in DeQuinter and get picked up by some 12 Mile one that runs east to Grosbeck, and then transfer to a Grosbeck that runs from 12 North, presuming it was there. That's how that would work?
That is correct. They did try to run buses on Grosbeck for a short while, I think one summer. And they even tried to do the same thing on Hall Road after the boulevard, or about the time the boulevards were put in. And they both were just too dangerously fast. And that's why Hall Road looks like it has like a pull-off lane or a curb lane, like if you have a flat tire. That used to be the bus route from Lakeside down towards Gratiot, I think. I don't remember how far west it went from there. But there was a Honda dealership there I worked at temporarily, and I used the bus for that. And that was in the late 80s, early 90s. But I don't know how much it's changed. Now, there are city buses where you can, or there's short buses, as we call them, that you could take from downtown Mount Clemens that will take you directly to your office
and then back, but that's in downtown Mount Clemens, and you'd be feeding Gratiot instead of Grosbeck. Is that the dial-a-ride thing? I believe that's what it was called back then. I think now it's called Flex. And even now we're 23 in Gratiot is where Joe's at. They used to have buses. They would go into New Baltimore off of 23 in Gratiot. And those buses have been replaced by a Flex service of some kind now that does a loop from 23 in Gratiot Meyer out to the Meyer at 26 and County Line out where Wally lives. They got a loop, but that's, again, that's a separate bus, which used to be a normal route years ago.
Well, it makes me wonder, what do people that have to get to Mount Clemens do? I guess in this day and age with the Internet and being able to do 90% of the things you need to do online, I suppose the need is much less than it once was. But, I mean, there was a... You know, there was a time where you had to get to the county for, you know, the clerk's office or records or any number of things. You'd think they'd have a bus service. They probably did back then. All right, anyhow, enough on that. I got to get inside with my cell before it starts to get wilty. I'll be back. After yours, W8FU.
Yep, definitely. So get inside before the... Lettuce Wilps, and you made some good time, though. Well, if you're not on the air later on, we'll see you in the morning at the breakfast and go from there. Have a good evening. Enjoy your salad. Wife, enjoy your watermelon, and we'll catch you in the morning. W8RCY, we are clear.
God, I got Pamper Patrol tonight.
I don't know if that puts a damper on your Friday night or a pamper on your Friday night. Well, it's valuable time, so it's all good.
I swore it was tomorrow night. I got the kids tomorrow night. And then I get a text, and it says, she goes, we're running a little late. She goes, any time, about a quarter after 5. And I was supposed to be there at 5:30. I called up, I go, that's tonight? And I go, well, for some reason I thought it was tomorrow. It's a good thing you texted. So anyhow, good thing they're running late.
We'll copy that. You know, grandkid time is grandkid time, and you're blessed and fortunate to have that. So, do enjoy, and we'll see you in the morning. And we'll just get that, make sure your coffee in the morning is definitely a quad for sure. WRCY, have a good night.
Oh, this shouldn't be late. I think they're doing, I think they're going to the Tiger ball game. So, I don't know how late that runs, but they usually like to...
There are police reported ahead.
Ooh, imagine that. They're usually like to have a few cocktails if they don't have the kids, so I don't rush them. But still shouldn't be all that late. Anywho...
Continue on Mound Road.
It's all good.
Okie dokie. Have a good night, and don't make your road trip police escort there. So I heard it in the background. So be careful to yapping on the radio. WERCY, we'll catch you in the morning.
WARCY WAEAP. Last I heard, he was looking at girls in sundresses make fools of themselves. KFA DRC WAEAP. Third time's charm. I thought Jack was the loudest person on GMRS. My lord.
Are you saying God has a GMRS radio, and when God speaks, everybody hears him?
They say Jack's really loud, but I don't know if he just heard that guy that just signed off on the 675. My lord. Sound like a D104 power mic cranked up all the way with music jamming, and then he was screaming into the mic, it sounded like. Yeah.
Well, I'm nowhere near that band of frequencies, except that I have the Troy repeater on the band next door to me in this section of my radio. But it didn't wash over to Troy, so I guess that's a good thing. How you feeling? I heard you yapping yesterday, but I was kind of busy and I didn't get a chance to talk. And if you forgot who this is, it's W8RCY.
I'm doing better. I still have a couple procedures I got to get done before I go back to work, but things are looking pretty good. This is WAEAP. But, yeah, just meeting some people up here and just hanging out in the parking lot. So, other than that, that's about it. It's a nice day out. Glad the particulate count is down. My eyes aren't burning anymore. It was really bad up north. Like on the second and third, my God, it was bad up north.
Yeah, I've got some breathing issues from COVID that have compromised some of my breathing capability, and I'm still affected by it. So yeah, the smoke from the Canadian wildfires does affect me, and if you want to go on a scale of 1 to 5 with the warnings, anything 3 or higher, I have to be careful. Matter of fact, one day I kept a mask in my pocket just in case I was having, or I felt some irritation coming out in my throat and in my breathing. So, just because of that, I got to be careful going forward when you're around things like wildfires, bonfires, barbecues, you know, things like that. Anything where there's a lot of smoke, it doesn't take much to affect me.
Yeah, it didn't really affect my breathing. I did go on some pretty long bicycle rides, like 8 miles or something, which is pretty far for me for this stage of recovery. And no breathing issues, just a little bit of eye irritation. But, got what I was going to say now. Darn it. Anyhow, well, it's definitely down. It's not perfect, but it's definitely lower than what it was.
I was clearing my throat a couple of times, so I still got those problems. I mean, I had the place opened up a little bit today until the sun came around the corner and torched the place, and I ran the air conditioning. And probably in about another hour, I'll open the windows back up for the night, and hopefully I'll be able to sleep comfortably with the windows and stuff open. We'll see how it is, though. Like I said, unfortunately, because of what happened 6 years ago,
you got to pay for it. And even 6 years ago, nobody knew what COVID was or even was really talking about it much, and they didn't really know how to treat it. They just treated me with antibiotics, and I bounced back. I thought okay, but I guess I wasn't, because down the road I find out my heart's compromised and my lungs are compromised. So, yeah, just stuff I got to be careful with for my remainder time here in the band waves, I guess.
I heard someone double with you saying something about vacation.
Other stations, go ahead.
KGO, hello, fellas. Trying to bump off the Holly Tower here instead.
I'll go back to DMR where you were 5 minutes ago.
Oh, rude. How you doing, Tom?
Doing fine, guys. Yes, Donald, yes, I was over there, then I lost it, but I'm still in the fence tower. Later on, DMR and analog, of course. So you guys both have breathing issues like I do.
Yeah, Tom, you're like Chicken Little. You're everywhere. You're everywhere. And my scan sometimes can't even keep up with all the stations you're on. But, yeah, like I said, my breathing issues started back in 2019 when I caught COVID around Thanksgiving. And that's a long before it became the global pandemic and mess that it did. But, yeah, so I, like I said, I just got to be careful now and just watch where I am, and if it means keeping a mask in my pocket, I keep one in my pocket. But I get up in the morning, I watch the news, and these weather stations on the news give air quality alerts, and if it's going to be a 3 or higher, I just got to be careful and just toss the mask in my pocket along with my keys and everything else. So that's a bit about there. But you're sounding good, and enjoy your vacation. So that's about it here for now. Eric, go ahead.
Yep, I just wanted to mention, those of us that are driving, if you push the recycle air button, it's usually next to the AC button. It's like a picture of a car with like a C in the middle of it, or like a recycle symbol. That'll recycle the air inside the car, not pull any air from the outside. So when I was up north, I just left it on the recycle. And, that way it didn't suck in any outside air. I don't know, a lot of people don't know what that button's for, but it means recycle cabin air. So that helps if you're out driving.
Yeah, that's what I got mine on, and I just had the cabin filter replaced. But, I've had asthma since I was a kid, but then the job I did before this one was a plastic shop, and one of the machines malfunctioned, and I guess you say the side effect of the malfunction was formaldehyde gas, so it burned my sinuses, burned my throat, burned my lungs, burned my eyes. And because of it, I contracted COPD, and then as a kicker to that one, I don't have an immune system, so I was just like you, Don. I was in the hospital in March before COVID was COVID. They said it as influenza A. I was on 2 or 3 types of antibiotics, a bunch of steroids, insulin, and heparin shots and everything just to keep it moving.
Yeah, and that little recycled thing, yeah, I remember those things before they became a push button, and you actually had to slide the bar across, like you go from hot and cold, air conditioning to defrost and things like that. So that's how far back I remember the recycle indicator or positioning on that bar. And I always thought of it as a roadkill filter or a skunk filter, because if you're driving down the road and you come across roadkill or a skunk, you moved it to the recycle thing and it quickly
took care of that problem. That's how I remember it.
It'll also work if you're behind a stinky diesel truck or a vehicle that's smoking. Because remember, back in the day, it's not that common anymore. Back in the day, you'd be going behind, you'd be driving behind cars, and it's like belching out smoke. You know, it's another thing that you don't really see anymore. You do, but it's very rare. But you know what I'm talking about, Don. Probably you too, Tom. Back in the 70s and 80s, cars, a lot of cars would just belch out smoke.
Oh, absolutely. When I lived in California, you had to go through smog testing. If you turned in gas, you couldn't get it registered. But I had a 74 Chevy Nova, and because it was, you know, 86, 87, that was considered a classic, and so it was grandfathered in. Because it ran leaded gas way back then, but I always put in unleaded. Because the engine already had enough lead in it from the mechanics, and so anyway, they were about knocking and dinging. So mine ran pretty clean. I always passed.
Okay, my guests arrived. I'll be back. WAVAP. Okay, enjoy your time with them. Yeah, those EAP tests that they did here in Michigan in the mid to upper 70s and a little bit into the 80s, you had to, every time you get your tabs renewed on your plates, they stuck that thing up your exhaust pipe, woohoo, and took a reading. And then when they finally phased it out, they slowly phased it out, because if you had a certain, your car or something newer, you didn't have to do it anymore. And the older cars still had to do it until they kind of fell off the grid. And then finally, after so many years, the state decided to drop that program. And a lot of your local, personally-owned, family-owned service stations were upset because they all had to buy the test equipment, which cost probably a few thousand dollars, and they never made their money off of buying all that equipment that you had to have your vehicle serviced in order to get your tabs.
Yeah, I remember that when I moved back to Michigan in 89. But again, my car was grandfathered because I had a 79 Trans Am, so I didn't have to worry about it. Again, it was exempt from the smog laws kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact year, you know, like from 76 to like 82 or whatever it was. I don't remember the exact years that it ran here in Michigan. But, yeah, it was a headache. And then, but like I said, the biggest fallout was any kind of automotive repair place, whether it was a gas station or a small mom-and-pop business, muffler shops like Midas and Tuffy and things like that. Everybody had to have this equipment to run these tests, and you get your little ticket and go to the, you know, Secretary of State and you get your tabs. But it didn't last long enough to where they made their money, and I know a lot of people were, you know, probably some of these people that might have those machines probably had them bronzed, and they sit out as a lawn decoration in front of their homes or in front of their businesses now. Those old meter reader things.
Did you also notice something else that got changed out was nitrogen-filled tires. Remember how that was a big, you know, dealership? You had the green caps saying nitrogen. And look at now. That's all gone.
Yeah, but nitrogen and tires, I think, was less than 10 years ago. You could still get it. I've been retired for 12 and going on 13 now. I'll be 13 at the end of this year. And you can still get nitrogen in your tires. And I can't remember if it was Bridgestone Firestone that was big on that or what. But I remember the campaigns on it. And with my racing background, they even experimented in race tires. But they just went back to plain old air, I guess. And so, but yeah, I remember that era too.
Yeah, belt tire was big on that. Hey, we have nitrogen. So the tire's a nitrogen. And I had bought tires for belt tire. And, I had the raised white liners on the outside, because I like the raised white liners on the tires. And I have filled with nitrogen.
Sorry, I got distracted there for a second. Yeah. But, yeah, through the years, there's been plenty of gimmicks, and some of them have been success, and some of them haven't, and, you know, with me working in racing like I have over the last 30 years, I've seen a lot of technology come from race cars and go into street cars. I mean, stuff happened even before I was even in racing, and that was something as simple as a seatbelt. But, so, yeah, I've seen a lot, and some of the stuff I still shake my head at, but it serves a purpose, and I get it. Don't always agree, but I get the principle behind it.
Did you do the track racing over at Mount Clemens Raceway when it was around?
To anybody else listening to this radio transmission, please plug your ears for 1 second. Yeah, Tom, I do remember Mount Clemens Raceway. I'm that old and then some. Okay, everybody can listen again.
Well, I'm right there with you. I remember when the Colonial Hotel was around and when it burned down in the 80s. Mount Clemens Racetrack, I remember that. The Gratiot Drive-In, the Mount Clemens Drive-In. Yeah, I'm from that era myself.
Well, I know you're up in Memphis, and I don't know how long you've been in Memphis, but, let's see, 56 years ago, off of M-19 and Weber Drive to the east, Weber Road to the east, as you got to the Bell River Bridge, that Bell River Bridge was used to be Steel Girder Bridge, and right where the road met the bridge, up on a hill was Camp St. Mary's, a Catholic-based summer camp, and I was up there in 66, 67 for a couple of summers. And from an aerial GPS shot, you can see, obviously, the girdered structured bridge has been replaced by a nice, fresh, smooth concrete bridge. But from the aerial shot, you can see where the flagpole used to stand and a couple of the other old buildings. But, yeah, that was the 60s and late 60s there off of M-19 and Weber Road.
Well, you come from the era of the Wild Animal Park that was on Crash and Lenox Township.
Well, I look back at it now on, like I said, a few maps, and I mean, I remember some things from downtown Richmond as you come in off of Grass, because that's how we used to go out there. I think 94 was turning away from then at that point. You know, once you get past 23 Mile Road, it heads out to the northeast versus parallel to Grass. And my parents would take us up there and kick us off for a couple weeks in the summer to get rid of us. But actually me, because I was the one that needed a camp most. But, yeah, I just remember the areas and through Richmond and up M-19, so on and so forth. But like I said, that was, God knows, 5 decades ago or so during. I remember just being up there the year before the riots, and then during the riots in 67 in Detroit, I was there. Obviously, the campsite's gone. The church is probably gone. I know a couple of buildings are still there, and what they've been converted to, I don't know. I think it's a residential property now because there's privacy signs everywhere. But the last time I was up there, which was probably, like I said, I've been retired 12 years, so pretty close to that ago, 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, Don. Long time ago. That was probably before I was born. But, I mean, at least I remember stuff from Mount Clemens. And, you know, the driving range that was off of Grosbeck, remember the Mount Clemens Pottery Factory? My neighbor next door in Memphis, his dad used to race at Mount Clemens Raceway, and then a kid I went to school with, his dad raced at Mount Clemens. So, I remember all that. If you want to go way, way back, my mother-in-law remembers the Jefferson Beach amusement park over there in Point Harbor Woods area.
Well, Jefferson Beach Marina, or whatever they call it now, in St. Clair Shores, they used to have an amusement park there. And then down by, that was off of 10 and Jefferson. Then there was Bergamo's, which was right off of 9 Mile and Jefferson. And there's a condominium complex there now. But, yeah, I can, you know, I was talking to Sean in his office complex there at Grosbeck and Elizabeth. The old Martha T. Berry Hospital, which was a hospital for seniors. And I remember my grandmother being there in the early 60s, I would say maybe 62, 63, before she left there and went somewhere else to a convalescent home. And that's pretty much where she stayed until she passed away in her 80s, but, or excuse me, her 90s. And, yeah, it's still a home for seniors that need, you know, medical care, according to what Sean tells me. But, yeah, I've seen a lot of changes over the years, and I remember a lot of things, too. And I'm surprised my memory is as good as it is and as sharp as it is. But, yeah, Camp St. Mary's out there was one of those places that I have fond memories of.
Yeah, all that stuff is, I didn't know about any of that, but I was just really long time is all I could say, you know, with the class of the Columbia Hotel, four people across the Cross River Road. The racetrack where,
change repeaters or something, but yeah, I remember the Colonial building burning down, but I just don't recall when it happened. But I remember downtown Mount Clemens only had the original court building where the most of the antennas are stationed right now. The new six-story court building was not there, nor was the all-glass administration building that went up, what, 15 years ago or whatever, that went up. But, and the Coney Island was there in its original place, but it looked a lot more run down than what it does now. And I have very vague memories of how Gratiot loops around the city of Mount Clemens, because Gratiot used to run, just cut right up through the center, which is now known as Main Street. But, yeah, like I said, I remember a lot of things, so. Anyhow, I will let you go. My voice is starting to go from yapping too much. And you have a nice weekend. I understand you're on vacation. Enjoy your vacation. I think you're doing some business out in Armada. Enjoy that. And like I said, just enjoy, you know. Don't worry about work or nothing. You deserve it. Do take care. Enjoy. W8RCY, we're clear for now. And Eric, if you're still listening in the background, you have a nice evening as well.
Yeah, I'm just going to kick back and just relax. Oh, when you get a chance, go on your laptop and look up WaterWinterWonderland.com. WaterWinterWonderland.com. It has all the different drive-ins and racetracks and theaters and everything. Pretty cool website to give you a little bit of history on some stuff, too. Happy day to WRCY from KATKO. Mobile and monitoring advice flipping through the channels.
Thank you. you for the tip on the book or the website, Winter Water, Winter Wonderland, and learn how to use scans. You don't have to keep flipping the dial so much. That's just my tip. WDRCY.
Oh, they're next to each other, so it's down to us playing.
KFHCWF from WARCY, I hear you. A little muffled, but I hear you fine.
Good evening, Donald. I am not going to be at breakfast tomorrow.
Would you care to let me know why so I can submit it to the committee and see if you need to be punished or penalized for not showing up? Or should we just keep it, nobody needs to know kind of a thing? You know what I'm talking about.
Well, you'll be missed. You know, you're one of the irregular regulars like the rest of us. And not having you there will not be the same.
Well, the wife and I are leaving to go to the property. No kids, no dog. And that's about all I can say about that.
Okie dokie. If anybody asks, I'll say, well, he said something to me over the radio, and then all of a sudden things got scratchy, and I was not, never heard a word of what he said, and I just kind of left it at that. So, anyway, your secret's safe with me. Oops, we're talking on the air.
Yeah, well, the next 2 to 3 weeks after that, I might actually have to work on Saturday. But that's a different story. So, suffice it to say, I could be gone for a couple, 3 weeks.
Yeah, in September, I'm looking to miss 2 Saturdays in a row, the 20th and the 27th. The 20th might be a trip to Traverse City, four adults, 3 golden retrievers, getting away. And then the following weekend, the 27th, just happens to be my birthday, and I don't think I'll be comatose for breakfast that morning, because that'll probably be a Friday night party or something. My birthday's on the 27th, but the party starts on Friday night, and we'll probably go all weekend. So I know I will not be 100% vertical that Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, last weekend we did the pool party for July birthdays because there's so many of us in the family, and not one drop. Well, okay, we did do a shot. I can't say not one drop, but mostly no drinking.
Well, I know on my birthday I probably will have at least one cocktail to toast with, but yeah, stuff I did when I was 18, can't do that anymore. Now I'm going to be 51 years older, so yeah. But I remember the stuff I did when my birthday rolls around, and hitting that drinking age of 18 just right, going to 22 when they raised it back to 21 just right, but yeah. Me and alcohol, nah, those days are pretty much long gone. If I go out to dinner, I'll have a glass of wine maybe, but that's about it when I have a steak. But then again, I don't even eat steak anymore, so my life is boring.
Oh no, is that what I have to look forward to?
Well, you're probably going to be healthier than I am, and yeah, I did all my partying in my younger days. Slowed down when I turned 40,
slowed down even more when I turned 50 and when I turned 60. Like I say, if I'm going out for dinner and having a nice meal, I'll have a glass of red or white wine, depending on what it is, and that's about it. Yeah, I joke about my days with Southern Comfort and burners and things like that, but I know those days are long gone. And I've been tempted to pick up a small bottle of, you know, those little airplane shot bottles of Southern Comfort, grab a can of Verner's and throw in a rock glass with an ice cube just for old time's sake. But nope, I don't do it. Fortunately, I've been blessed without a drinking problem and things like that. So, but no, just health reasons are the reasons why I don't do what I used to do.
TOTBIS.
Anyway, DBF.
KFA, that's mobile.
What's going on, man?
Not much. I drove to 23 in a van to get pizza. I guess the Green Lantern over there is good, so I'm trying them out. I know there's one on Romeo Plank, but I heard better things about the Shelby one.
I've not thought about dinner yet. Now you just made a decision for me. Pizza sounds pretty darn good.
Yep, so did you leave late from work?
No, I actually left early. I went to one of my yards. I had to swap out a firewall. And then I think I left that yard at 3:50-ish. And then I just went straight to my parents' house, hung out with them and the kids. My wife and kids were there. And then my sister and her boyfriend. And had a couple beers. I'm heading home and going to go actually meet up with KATMR here. I got his tractor at my house. I got to get back to him.
Neighbor sharing a little farm equipment. That's the idea of the country. What was I going to ask you? So is everything in and you got seed and all that stuff, or still got more to do?
Nope. Yards in, graded, raked. Just kind of waiting to time the seed here. I think we're supposed to get some rain next week, so as long as on Sunday afternoon the forecast says rain the following couple days, I'm going to seed. If it doesn't, I'm going to hold out. So it's just a timing thing. I don't want to put it in the ground and not have any rain, because then I got to try to drag sprinklers around 2 acres.
Yeah, that won't be fun. I just did my lawn today. Man, I'm still holding off until next season to buy something better than my push mower. But, man, it's getting hard to do it. It's like a 3-hour job every time I cut my grass.
When we bought this house and I had my old mower and there was the grass that the builder planted, which was pretty bad grass, but enough that I had to cut it. It took me about three and a half hours to cut it with my ride on at the time. So I'm taking extra tentative care to prep this ground for when the grass is growing that I can cut at 9 miles an hour, which is the max cutting speed for my mower. I want to be on that thing as little as possible. So I think I'll be able to get it done in about an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, and if you had to, you could do it every 2 weeks instead of every week or whatever. I've been doing mine every, like, 6 to 7 days. And now the neighbors got grass, so some of their water's been getting out of my grass, so it's been growing more.
Yeah, I look forward to grass. I don't love cutting it, but at the same time I do. It's like a love-hate relationship. But we don't have sprinklers. That's the downside. So it's all manual or Mother Nature. But we're getting there slowly but surely. My goal is to be cutting grass by October, so I think I'm on track here.
think I heard Cujo. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on the Richmond repeater. Hello, Dakota.
Good evening, Tom. I'm going to take this opportunity to clear out just because I'm home. So we will chat later. KFAS.
Enjoy the pizza.
From KCKQ. You almost home, Dakota?
Yep, it's liquor store time, so I just gotta go grab some beers and head home.
Some adult beverages and some pretzels on the side, I get it. I think my wife is making burgers and fresh corn on the cob. I've been out this morning, so good hour day.
I was just telling Dave he's making me want pizza, but I don't know what I'm going to do. If I get pizza, that means I got to run up to Emily, and I don't really want to do that, so I might just drink my dinner.
Well, I can buy me burgers on the Blackstone, but, you know, I've been all over the place today. After that, I'm just going to try to relax, get a couple things done at the house, I think. Maybe. All depends on how much I feel compelled to do things.
There you go. Well, enjoy your weekend, and I think you said you're getting tattoos?
Yeah, I have three already on my right arm, so my daughter has nine. She's
tattoos. I haven't gotten one, and I couldn't even tell you. Oh, I got one the week after we got married. I got my ring finger tattooed, and I got our anniversary on my wrist, but that was tattoos 17 and 18, and I haven't had one since, so I'm due. I just haven't had any motivation or reasoning to go get one, but I'm rolling up here to the liquor store, so I'm going to go grab some ice-cold beers and go back to my house. So, have a good night, man. Enjoy your weekend if I don't talk to you, and I will catch you later. Clear for yours, NAZBS.
I'm a little staticky, so have one for me, 73, and there's a good place in Marine City if you ever want to get another one. I'll let you know when they do the flash. Those are like 30, 40 bucks a piece. And then 1073, KKKKO.
Pierre.
You got Phil out there? This is KCHGRP monitoring.
Did you bother? I didn't quite get your call. This is ABAPR.
Hey, it's Paul, Romeo Papa. I'm just going to
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Papa Radio. Where are you located? And what's your name? Name here is Phil.
Hi, Phil. My name is Jeff. I'm in Livonia on the west side by 5 Mile and Newburgh.
Okay, very good. Are you on a handheld or a base station?
This is a handheld. I have a Baofeng UV5R with an AL800 antenna with metal, a telescoping antenna.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Yeah, you're making pretty good. A little noise on you, but solid. Yeah, so you're into the West Bloomfield. You can hear it's on the network. Familiar with it? Quite a few machines on this network you're going through right now.
Okay, fine. Then what's your QTH?
I'm sorry, your audio is a little bit muffled and you got into the noise there. I didn't quite get that.
Okay, I was just wondering what your location
is. Okay, right now I'm actually about a mile from the repeater, which is in West Bloomfield, at least right now. It's going to have to move soon, but it's around... Orchard Lake Road in Lone Pine.
Okay,
Okay, you dropped out there, so we're go back to where you were. It's a good spot.
KFA-DRC. Is that Phil out there?
Yeah, it is Jack. I lost Jeff there. Maybe his battery died. I don't know. How you doing, Jack?
Very good. How about you? Is it still sunshine by you there?
Yeah, I can see it's going down. It's pretty yellow right now. Kind of getting big, getting better. You go down over the lake.
Are you going to be out there tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. Go ahead, Jeff. Sounds like you're back.
Sorry about that. This is KCH GRP. I'm just taking a walk in my neighborhood. I'm up to the dead zone here, so I'm... stationary now. I'm standing on the sidewalk here, not moving here because I don't want to lose you again.
Okay, very good. Well, I think you said you had a Baofeng and you got that typical Baofeng audio. It's kind of muffled. I don't know if there's anything to be done about that. I want to talk to other Baofeng users, see if they've been able to do anything about it. So, sometimes it's a little hard to understand you, but otherwise not bad. Jack, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'll see you then tomorrow. Anyhow, I think that place is open tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, that was just a temporary outage. It came back on... I think before we even left the other place, so should be good to go. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, well, I'm back home now. I'm back home now. I'll sign with you. This is KCH GRP in Livonia. I'll be clear.
Okay, Jeff. Nice hearing from you. KCH GRP, ABHPR. And, Jack, how come you, are you, well, maybe you are. Are you out on the lake today?
Well, I was a couple of days there, and I thought he was going to be on the radio. I waited to give you the name of the street, but he wasn't out there, so I said, I'll see him on Saturday, give him the exact name of that road.
All right, well, you kind of showed me where it was. I got the idea, so I don't really need the exact name. So, yeah, the sun's going down over the lake, over the one of the many lakes. I'm right now alongside Orchard Lake, hence the name of the road. W-8-E-A-T. Well, how does this bullfang sound? I beg to differ a little bit. That's the sound of a original, that Jeff guy was the sound of an original bullfang using, he was probably using that earpiece mic. You know what I'm talking about? It's a microphone, but it's a over-the-ear thing. That is not the sound of a typical radio. I'm pretty sure he was using one of those ear microphones, but how does this bullfang sound to you?
Well, you sound great. Nice and full range, crisp, very understandable. So, okay, that explains it. Yeah, because I know I've heard both kinds of audio on bullfangs, and I didn't think it was something that was indicative of all of them, but I thought maybe certain models, maybe. But if you tell me it's that external mic, does that come with it? I wonder, and maybe people shouldn't use those.
Yes. Matter of fact, all bullfangs come with that mic, and the first thing I do is I pitch that in the garbage. I've never used one of those things. And it's not just Bofang, excuse me, other manufacturers throw those in the box too, but yeah, they're all going to sound like that because it's picking up your audio through your ear canal and your throat. But yeah, that's just a common mistake by newbies. They think, oh, you know, this is cool. I can plug this little thing in here and be like a Secret Service guy with the earpiece, you know.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've got one of those, but it's got an extra one. It's got a separate microphone that comes along and goes in front of your mouth. It doesn't use depend on bone conductivity. So, yeah, that really doesn't work well.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they make some really good mics that go in your earpiece, in a separate mic, but they're not going to come with a $20 radio. I'm sure you paid a lot more for those, but yeah. So, yeah, I heard that guy before, and I think I made the same comment to him, and he says, okay, it seems like deja vu. I've talked to that guy before, and a nice guy and everything. He's just starting out and probably thinks that's a better way to go than the built-in mic.
Yeah, okay. So, if you're still listening there, Jeff, is new person, listen to the advice of the elders. You know, so all right, I'll hand it over to Jack, and then I'm out because I'm just arriving to where I have to be. I have to get an MRI, and they're open this late. It's unbelievable. So I'm about to pull in. Go ahead, Jack, and see you tomorrow. Hey, ABAPR.
All right, Bill, they call it, let them are. Latimer. Latimer, that's the name of the street. And there's one crossing, M-O-O-R, Gate. More Gate.
I think he went in for his MRI. He's probably going to, Basha MRI. They do it till like 10 o'clock, 9 or 10 o'clock. If I had mine done at like 9 o'clock. So good luck on your MRI.
Yeah, I'm just about to pull in. Yeah, it's actually Beaumont in West Bloomfield. So... All right, I'm out. ABAP here.
So, Eric, that Bofink radio, which one is that? Is that the UV-26?
Yeah, it's the UV-26. I like that radio. I use it a lot. It's basically the same as a 5RM, but it's got better specs. It looks a little bit different. But it's basically the screen and everything. The menu is like 5RM, but it's just slightly better. What do you call it? I can't think of the word right now. A little bit less, a little bit tighter tolerances, let's put it that way.
That's very clear radio as far as audio and signal. There's nothing, nothing else different out there, fade out or anything. Very, very clear radio.
Well, I'm on about 8 watts right now, and I'm running on the 2x4. Remember I told you I got a 2x4 in my gutter? So it's on the roof. It's kind of like a makeshift base antenna, but it's outside and it's clipped to the gutter on the second story. So it's basically like a base antenna, but yeah. Yep. All right. I got to get back. I got a few of your radios done. I just got a couple more to go. Roger.
I know about anything being could be done tonight, you think?
Yeah, I will be able to... deliver back. I should have them done by tonight, maybe a little bit later, because I got to eat dinner probably in a half hour. But after dinner and everything, I can drop them. We can meet there. Roger.
Eric, thank you. I really appreciate it. And don't forget those the frequencies there. That's all. All right. Talk to you later. KFA DRC. Eric, don't forget that 6 meter and 10 meter.
Yep, will do, man. Talk to you in a bit. WAPAP.
WAPAP. KFA DRC.
On the walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the Warren Revere.
You didn't see my Magnum mount I made. I made a Magnum mount antenna out of a Nagoya 771. I put it on a Magnum mount. I used that for traveling. I left it on there. It works good.
I told you, I like that, a 2x4, it's a hell of an antenna.
that's coming out with a newer antenna. Covers 6 meters. Okay, it's 2 meters, 440, and 6 meters. Guess what it's called? Shoot me a picture with that. I want to see what it looked like. Is it very tall? No, it's the same height. The name of it, not a 2x4, it's a 2x6. Get it? Yeah, I got you, yeah. Yeah, you get me a picture of that. And I don't know who sells it. We'll find out who sells it. Maybe out in hell. It can handle 400 watts. The 400 watt antenna, 2 meters, 440. And also, too, according to somebody I trust, you can run 220 on that antenna. Well, let me know when it comes out. I want to look at that. I might get one.
KF8CWF.
Go ahead, CWF.
Hey, Jack. I'm not going to be at breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, no problem, Brian. How you doing? I know you're a little bit tired.
Well, I'm in Isabella County right now.
You can make the drive. Just got to leave at about 5:30 a.m.
No, I don't know if it's tomorrow morning or Sunday morning. We're going to head over to a art festival of some sort over in West Branch area. Meet up with my brother-in-law and his wife. But, yeah, no, I'm up here. I just got at the property, got everything all loaded in and just chilling out now.
What repeater are you on, if you don't mind me asking?
All-Star Node into Warren.
Okay, because I heard a little bit of hiss in the background. That probably that could be a fan or some background noise, but I thought it was a little weakness in your signal, but I guess that's not the case. It must be just some background noise.
That would be the air conditioner working its butt off because it was warm and we got in the trailer today.
Yep, okay, I didn't mean to butt in there. Anyhow, you sound good. Yeah, definitely. Now that you say it, it definitely sounds like an air conditioner. Anyhow, I'm just a little rubber duck, my little off-road antenna right now. So I'll be up in the Roscommon, West Branch area next weekend for the big the big side-by-side sand drag mud bog bonanza. Jubilee, or whatever I call it, St. Helens. All right, man. Catch you later. Go ahead, Jack. W-8-E-A-P. All right, Brian. Yeah, have a good time there and all that. Come back safe. You take care, and have a good night. And good talking to you, by the way. And you know what? I didn't get my Amish cheese the other night. I don't know if you heard me saying that or not.
No, I heard you call in, but I didn't actually hear you talk to him. I had to get up and go do a job real quick. So, yeah, I didn't take the radio with me.
Hey, well, I'm in the car with the 10 mod, my 390, so let me go inside. If you want me, I'll call you back.
No, I'm talking about the other morning when they didn't deliver your Amish cheese. I didn't hear your response to the question because I was working.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't deliver my Amish cheese. That's Kroger. Kroger had, they do have Amish cheese, but they didn't deliver it.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right where to go in most of the Kroger stores to find it, but, yeah, you probably blew the person's mind that was picking the order, so, yeah, you got to keep it simple for them. All right, Jack, I'm going to get on out of here. I heard you out there, so I just wanted to let you know that I'm not going to be at breakfast in the morning, and they're saying that we're going to be working the next couple weekends, so I don't know if I'll be there the next two or three weekends. Roger.
Roger, no problem at all. Go have a good time. Take care. And thanks for chatting with me. KFA-DRC.
All right, gentlemen, have a good evening. KFA-CWF, I'll be clear.
I do the same thing. I can't lay down too long. you know, maybe just 5 minutes and that's it. My back is killing me. You know, but I guess because, you know what they say? I don't know how much you weigh. I weigh a little bit over 200 pounds, and that's why my back kills me like that. They say from the weight you got in your stomach.
Mine's not weight related, some other issues, but anywho, nice out here. It's kind of warm though.
Yeah, it could be near 670 or 80, 75 probably. I like both of these radios. With that two antennas and all that, and it really is, you can see it really good too. I have one you cannot see none of them from before. I don't know if you know that or not.
Can't see who what now?
From one of the radios I have. You couldn't see nothing out of it. Yeah, but those radios you can see really good in them.
Well, the ones with the color screens, you can't see them in the sunlight, but the ones with the smaller screens, black and white, monochrome, they can see those really good.
Yeah, like that Rottel, it shows up, man. Rottel is a good radios. I don't know what it is, but they're very good radios.
Roger. What are we on, the 2.6 right now, or? I don't know where I'm at. Where am I? 2.6?
Yeah, we're on Warren Repeater.
Oh, yeah, okay. I forget. I must have changed channels. Okay, well. Does anybody else out there want to throw in? Comment, go ahead.
By the way, Phil Repeater, they're going to take it down. They don't want it there no more, they told them. So I don't know what they're going to do. They're trying to find another way to put it somewhere in Pontiac.
Put it up in your backyard, Jack.
No, this place is not big enough for that. It has to be 50 feet in the air.
Where would you put the repeater, man? There's no room. I'd have to put it on that vase, that tall vase in your room there.
By the way, you know, John came by, and he brought me a wire. That wire, it really works out.
Oh, John came by with a wire antenna? Yeah, it's a, what do they call it? Oh, NFED. Oh, crap. It's NFED something.
Oh, that's a good job. Oh, you know what? I didn't tell you that. Was that 3 days ago? It was a guy out there from Ireland. He built his own website. No, his own app, I believe. And I was talking to him on a 20 meter.
Well, John must have been sitting next to you then, right?
Yeah, I was here. Yeah, he was sitting by me here. He went out first and said, then you know what? He said, put your cosign on the computer. You got to go in the QRZ and put the cosign there. And he's got a big website there. And he puts your cosign there and he'll talk to you on the radio.
Yep. Well, a guy from Ohio was out there a couple nights ago. Surprised you weren't out there. Oh, well.
There'll be another band opening soon.
In fact, the band is open every night. I talked to him last night. I couldn't, he was not out there this night. I don't know why, but he wasn't out there. There's another guy from Ohio, Springfield, Ohio. He was calling 2 days ago. KFADRC. The you know, the band has been open every night in here. I don't know why, but that's how it is.
Also, too, Jack, I put in West Branch and Houghton Lake and Rose City in your radio.
Eric?
Yes?
Walking around with the radio?
Yeah, man. I said I put West Branch, Houghton Lake, and Rose City repeaters in your radios, too.
Well, that's good. Houghton Lake and Rose City, yeah.
West Branch has All-Star, so you can connect to that if you wanted and talk up there at All-Star.
They got it online? Or how they do it? I know they have it on All-Star, but I want to put it in the favorite.
Yeah, I don't know. Dave will have to do that because he programmed your All-Star. I built the All-Star. He programmed it.
Think it'll be on a cell phone too or no?
No, you could get on your All-Star note at home and just type in whatever code it is for that repeater. I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what he programmed it as.
Yeah, just give us a code from him.
W8FU. Sean, you're a little out past your bedtime. Go ahead.
I was watching the grandkids while the kids went to a type. So they got home to visit for a little bit. I'm just leaving there now on my way home.
Where's that again? Are you coming from Royal Oak or Oak Park or Ferndale or...
Pretty much KFQ and Kirchival and Gross Point.
Roger, y'all. Yeah, okay. I didn't know it was that far. Yeah, you got a little bit of noise in your signal, so I figured you were kind of out there somewhere.
Okay, I'll just switch to this one.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. I'm just walking around in my HT on All-Star, so... I should be in there solid. Nice night out. Just out here talking to Jack.
No, I'm sorry. Jack, you in there? I just jumped out here. Didn't even pay attention.
Sean, hi. How are you, Sean?
I'm real good, Jack. Just like I said, I had the grandkids tonight. We went and got some pizza, and we went and got some ice cream, and got to visit with the kids. Just on my way home now, so it's all good.
Good. I like that. I really do. Anyhow, are you going to be out there tomorrow?
You betcha. Bright and early. Pick up Donald, and he and I will be there with shirts on.
With bells on. Bells, not skirts. Well, bells and skirts.
I was going to say with bells on, but then I thought there was something about grass skirts or something like that. There was another variation of that, grass skirts or something.
Brass cod pieces on your kilt.
There you go. Everyone needs a cod piece on their kilt.
You're right about that.
That's what the Amish do, right? Right, Jack? The Amish, they like that.
That's why I call them. I didn't get my cheese. They delivered the grocery, but with no cheese, no Amish cheese.
You said your girlfriend delivers your groceries.
She always delivers the Amish stuff, not the other one.
You gotta be careful when you get the Amish cheese. You gotta be careful when you cut the cheese. You gotta be careful.
They might cut the finger.
And that's the point I was trying to make, but yeah, that too.
What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I'm just, navigating down here, where am I at? I'm at Harper and Cashew, just about on the freeway here. So, just trying to navigate here. Sometimes I go north before I go over, sometimes I just cut straight across. Today I just cut straight across Cashew.
Are you on the 175 repeater?
That is correct. I assume it's working well for me. Where'd you go?
I was just seeing if I could hear you on the rubber duck, and yeah, you're booming in on the 175. So, very good. I don't know where Jack went. Maybe he's getting ready for bed.
Oh, I'm still here.
There you go. I got a gross point repeater. It's all tuned up, ready to go. Just, I've got a sight, really, really good sight. But, got to have a climber. So, that's the only thing to keep me from putting gross point on the air. Then we'll have a gross point FBI.
That sounds good.
What you been up to, Jack? What you been doing? Keeping busy? Playing radio?
Yes, playing radio, hotspot. You name it. That hotspot, I was talking to the guy in Australia. Was that about 4 o'clock, yeah. He was from there and he came in. I was talking to him. He said the weather is hot there too. You know. And he said sometime it gets rain over there. And that's about it. Then I get in here, on the Yezu and listen to the 6 meter is good. I don't know if you know that or not. It's 6 meter has been open a couple of times, but I don't know about today. I didn't go on it. I just stayed on 10 meter, and I was listening to 20 meters.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Jack. You sure are getting your money's worth. You're using all the privileges you got. And I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I like that GM in the morning. I don't know if you know that or not. Gotta drive you crazy. one day is this, the other day is different story. And it was really good. And I always come up there and talk to them. But a couple of days I have not talked to them. Because then one of them said, do you have a rodeo in Detroit? I said, no, I'm not going to answer that. I know I didn't go to no rodeo in Detroit.
Yeah, I think they call that the morning brew, I think. So that's cool. You got to do a little searching and digging. But there's that Papa Network, and there's the SoCal repeater system, and there's the North Pole. They had a net that ran a lot, the East Coast Reflector. They have weekly tech nets and things. There's just all sorts of stuff like that going on. You figure them all out. Once you got a node, man, the world is your oyster. Right, Eric?
That's right. I listened to it. I haven't teed up on the morning brew, but I do listen. But yeah, yippers. That's actually, he's out there talking. You know, a lot of people nowadays don't talk. They just put in a bunch of frequencies in the radios and hit the scan button. They just kind of use it as a scanner. But Jack's actually talking and getting use out of it.
Yeah, you're right. That's about time. All these years went by for nothing. Right, Sean?
Well, that's the way you do it, so it's a good deal. But, yeah, there's a ton, and, you know, and I'm glad the six is open. That's interesting. I should really, my six-meter antenna took a hit. Actually, the antenna that I was working on, you know, my VHF, UHF weak signal stuff, but, the telescoping mass collapsed, and then it kinked the hard line I had running up. I had quarter-inch hard line, it kinked it. So now I got to redo the whole damn thing. I've just been too lazy, too apathetic.
All right. Anyhow, guys, I'm going to go watch some TV. It's 11:30, so I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a safe trip, Sean. Jack, have a good time. You guys have a good time tomorrow at breakfast. I'll talk to you guys later. WAVAP.
Eric, yeah. Well, Sean, good to talk to you. We'll talk tomorrow morning. And drive safe till you be home. We'll see you tomorrow. KFAGIC.
All right, Eric, we'll catch you later. I'll be in here for a bit. Still, where am I at? Gross spec in 696, so still got a little bit to go. And, Jack, we've been getting there a little earlier, a little closer to 8 lately. I don't doubt it will be a little similar, a little earlier tomorrow as well. So keep that in mind. Don't mean to rush you or nothing, but, we like to save a spot for you, you know.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, save another one for me tomorrow, too.
All right, well, you know where we'll be. We'll see you there. Anywho, I'm just mobile along here and hopefully not... nothing eventful on my way home here. W8FU.
K4FQ.
Was that Joe?
Yeah, Joe. This is KE4ZYQ. I just wanted to say good evening to all, good night to all, but I want to say that our friend there gets on the radio a lot, In fact, he came up in the microwave one time. He gets out so good. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure I know which friend we're referring to, but when you said he came over to microwave, now you've got me really confused. And the fact that you're up at 11:30 at night, I'm super confused.
Well, but you're saving a seat for the breakfast.
Oh. Yeah, gotta make sure Jack's got his place there. But we usually got a spot for him down our end of the table. Great big group gets together, and there's a lot of guys that are in the Hazel Park group, and I know they they got a lot to talk about, and they got a lot of common stuff. No, it's good to mix it up too. It'll cross, and not everybody's into that, but. It's kind of cool. Marv is, he was a Hazel Park guy. He's been sitting down our end of the table last couple of times, which is kind of cool. So we mix it up.
Left a little space there, KE4ZYQ, see if Jack was getting in there. I was hoping that he heard me say that he's on the radio transmitting something that he comes through my microwave or my toaster. I was just kidding, of course. But, what's this about being up late at night? You know us old people don't need any beauty sleep. And I just get up and go to bed when I have to and I'm tired, or I get up when I'm awake. The luxury is the retirement, right?
What do you say, Jack?
First, good evening, Joe. And how you doing?
Well, Jack, he went to bed there. I didn't hear you come back when I was joking. I was joking that you were coming through my microwave. You get on the radio so good now. But it's awesome to hear you, Jack. Well, I'll let you guys go. I'm going to pop in briefly and say good evening. Have a good night. Have good days to come. And enjoy life while you got it. Jack and Sean, always good to hear you out there. KE4ZYQ. Going to be clear, but listening out.
All right, Joe. We'll catch you tomorrow, I'm sure. I'm about a mile and a half from home, so I'm fast approaching. But as far as that retirement goes, I am looking forward to it, but I started crunching some numbers today thinking, well, I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do that, and I got to do this. All these things I got to do before retirement. I'm thinking, all right, I'm at least a year off. So, I'm in that trying to feather my bed mode. Catch you later.
Yeah, one more thing, Sean, if I might be for you like you.
Dump it on in.
And let me change it, Sean, when they make up. Figure out what kind of retirement you get for Social Security. Don't go part-time, work half a year part-time. They look at your last 6 months or year wages. That's how they determine the percent of money you get from what you made. If, unless they check that, be careful. KE4ZYQ.
Oh, no, I'm going to be working full steam. Right up to I collect. So, probably going to collect at 65. 65 is probably a couple years early, but not the earliest. I'm thinking. I got to look at the numbers. So, that's another thing I got to figure all out. All right, I'm going to let Jack get in there because this will be my last. And then pass it over to Joe to put a ribbon on it. W8FQ.
Hey, Sean. Good talking to you. Have a good night. KF8GRC. Go ahead, Joe.
773, and happy trails to you, as they used to say. Until we meet again, KE4ZYQ, clear.
KFA GIC, clear.